This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, this 29th day of November, 2023, where I'm delighted to take your calls. We have an initial call here from John in Michigan. John, join the conversation.
Hello, Jim. Good afternoon. I'm pretty much as the eagle flies right across from you in Traverse City area. I think that's where I've been calling from, but I listened to the first part of your show and wasn't able to catch the rest of it the first hour. We're talking about Ukraine and why they don't want to end this war. Did you bring up all of the criminality that's been going on there with money laundering and the Bidens and biological? They don't want that to be exposed, do they?
Well, I didn't bring it all up today, but it's been reported on past shows. So you're absolutely right, John, about all the horrific events going on in Ukraine. This was more limited discussing about the peace deal and about Scott Bennett, a former Army officer, being in the Donbass and doing an interview on RT that is receiving rave reviews for calling out, you know, the criminality of the Zelensky regime and it war crimes and the rest. This is also being widely shared with Arab nations as well. An excellent interview.
Yes, I caught some of that. The money laundering, the children trafficking, all of the disgusting events that are taking place there that the mainstream media owned by the Ashkenazis aren't going to be talking about. And the Bidens don't want to, they want to have a situation where they can, I think, just get out of town once it all comes out, because it's well, criminal. And that includes Republicans, Pelosi, Schumer, it includes all of them. They're all guilty that are promoting this stuff. You know, it's just really sad. And then I saw another thing, Musk giving Netanyahu some credibility. That was something that I didn't expect to hear. But I guess he's showing his true colors.
But how recent was that? Because they've had a cooling off. I mean, there was a time when there were a fairly cordial relation between Netanyahu and Putin, but that's long since in the past, John. I don't think that's true today at all.
No, not Putin. Musk and Netanyahu. I heard
Musk, yeah. I reported that. Musk being played by Netanyahu, that's just awful. I mean, he's been invited to go to Gaza, where he'll get the reality, but he did make the statement that those who are responsible for the murder of civilians deserve to be killed, and he's talking about the Israelis. I mean, they're committing 10 times more monstrosities, maybe 100, than the Gazans or the Hamas ever thought of. So, John, your point's impeccable.
Well, one other thing with Israel, I don't like, or the Israeli, I don't like to call them Israelis because they aren't. They are intruders because the Rothschilds made a deal with them in the Balfour Declaration along with England, and that's how they got that land, and then they were allowed to go in and just keep up their Ashkenazi ways of just annihilating societies, and that's what they did back in the day.
So
we just have to keep it on the front page that Ukraine there's a lot of criminality going at money laundering, all that stuff, and then we're also giving $450 billion to support all these illegals. But I think in January Biden made another North American Union treaty with the president of Mexico and the premier of Canada. I think that was done in January. So they've got this so-called treaty that I don't know if it's ratified, but it's just really sad and just really despicable what they're doing. It's like you complain about the children in Israel. Well, what about the children that are being run across the border and used for, who knows what?
What about the 2,000 from Lahaina, for example, who just disappeared into thin air? And I'm convinced they actually were loaded on buses and then on planes and flown out of Hawaii, and they're going to be sex trafficked, and they're subject to satanic abuse, adrenochrome draining, and then murder and harvested for their organs. 2,000, and we're not hearing anything about that either, John. You're right on the money here. A final thought.
Yes, okay. Well, I just saw something by, I know Alex Jones, is, you know, it was an, you know, they fell out, John and him, but he was talking about Prince Charles being related to Dracula in Transylvania, I think 16 times back. Mother was forced. And that,
I can't believe it.
Well, yeah, you can find it. They inject the blood. Gore does the same thing. They inject children's blood. So we're dealing with some very demonic spirits here.
Yes. Thank you, John. Excellent call. We got Laura in Michigan. Very, very much, John.
Hello, Mr. Fetzer.
Yeah, Laura.
There's an author on last night on Rents. She's written this book. And I think it's true. You know, we just talk about follow the money. She says follow the pipelines.
Yeah.
So all the governmental upheavals in South America, Africa, and Mideast, all about pipelines.
Yeah.
She says that it's estimated that in Gaza and the West Bank, there's $2 trillion worth of oil and natural gas. It's not just about they want the land.
Yes. But they got to remove all the Palestinians in order to get it. You're absolutely right. Yeah, the pipeline, they're conflicting pipelines through Syria. You know, what a Russian-sponsored and another Israeli sponsor that led to conflict there. You're right, pipelines. And then think of the Nord Stream pipeline, which was huge. So she's making very telling points. I take it you were very favorably impressed.
Book. Also, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, just said, we've got to take Putin out. You really want to take Putin out? Because he protects Syria and a lot of those Lebanon and Jordan and everything.
You're kidding me.
Take Putin out.
You're kidding me. That's just disgraceful. I mean, any time I had any good thoughts about this guy, they've been utterly vitiated. This is outrageous. What the hell? That's awful. I can't stand hearing that.
I know. Putin's been such a good guy. Well, if we don't take Putin out, he's going to roll over Europe.
It's just nonsense. It's just nonsense. That was one of my stories today. The myth Putin was bent on conquering Ukraine and creating a greater Russia. It was all bullshit, Laura. It sounds like the Speaker of the House had bought into all that nonsense and rubbish. Putin is the only true statesman astride the world stage today. If it were not for him, we would be dead already. I'm convinced we'd be incinerated. Believe me, Netanyahu is willing to take down the world if Israel is going to go down. And I'm getting reports already that he's making those claims. And if Israel is going to go down, it's going to take the rest of the world. He appears to be panic-stricken. Hamas has had so much success taking out over 100 Israeli tanks and armored personnel carriers. Just as McGregor observed, by destroying all those buildings, they created a nightmare for themselves because it created all these defensive opportunities and made it impossible for them to get a lot of their vehicles in because of all the rubble. I think Hamas is acquitting itself with great honor and dignity, and that the Israelis are in desperate straits. So I'm very glad for what you're telling us, Laura. But this thing about the Speaker, that is just repulsive.
He's going to run over Europe. Come on. He's got a big country to take care of. They got 11 time zones, you know? It's a big country.
Yes, yes. A final thought, Laura?
Just remember, follow the pipelines.
Follow the pipelines. Fair enough. Good. Great point. Okay. Excellent. Thank you, Laura. Thomas in San Francisco. Thomas, join the conversation.
Well, I'm formerly from San Francisco, but that doesn't really matter. I just want to say to callers that call in, at least be respectful to all the hosts that are on any radio program. You know, there's some people are just totally rude to you. Mr. Fetzer.
I appreciate that, Thomas. I'll fend for myself, but I appreciate the thought. Yeah, there are a couple of callers that get a little carried away. Give us your thoughts about.
You're actually too nice to him, but anyway, I wanted to talk about the moon landings. I was wondering if you ever heard of a guy named Rene that had the fake moon landing book.
Do you remember the name of it? I mean, I've done a lot on faking the moon landing, and
I got your email. I'll send you a cover of the book. And
yeah,
like
do. Yeah, if you go to my blog at jameshfetzer.org and look for JimTheConspiracyGuy.com or the 65 shows I did this period of about 9 months. I did 65 shows, and the second was on the moon landing. Pretty thoroughgoing discussion. So if you want on the moon landing, I'll even throw a link into it for the stories for today so we can make it easier to find. But the whole thing was a total sham. Go ahead.
Also, I wanted to ask you if you knew of a gentleman called Wayne Green.
Wayne Green?
Yeah,
Tell me about Wayne Green.
Well, he was on Coast to Coast at the late 90s with Art Bell, and he was talking about the fake moon landings. And that's how I got into the Rene book. And there's another guy that starts with a K, and I guess he had a book about the fake moon landing like that was the size of a Bible. I don't own that book, but in any case, I'll let you go here, and I'll send you an email with the books.
Do Thomas. Now, what I think you'll like about all these videos where I'm exposing frauds and fakery, I present the evidence. I show you the evidence. It's right there. You can see the evidence for yourself. So it's not that I indulge in speculation or rumor or guesswork. I'm giving you the proof because that's what I do. That's my style. So
what is the temperature on the moon? What is it, like 240 degrees?
Well, it depends on whether it's the bright side or the dark side. It varies like 350 above. It varies enormously. It's like from 250 or 350 above to 250 or 350 below on the different sides of the moon, which is part of the absurdity of claims that there are structures on the far side of the moon. I mean, it's just absurd.
The moon lander.
I know.
Gold tinfoil on it with no.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. It's a joke. High school students have gone to the Space Museum in Washington. We're just appalled that it was so flimsy and obviously artificial. Just a prop. Just a prop, Thomas.
Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Great show. Keep on doing what you're doing. You're doing an awesome job.
Thanks, Thomas. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Dan in Washington. Dan, join the conversation.
The last caller brought up how people treat the hosts. I'd like to see hosts give each other more respect because the show after yours last night, Jeffrey Bennett and his guest hosts have been saying very bad stuff about the audience of RBN and the hosts, and we're anti-Semitic.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Just
really?
The anti-Semitism is out of control. You know, they're dropping napalm and killing, 4,000 kids, and he's worried about anti-Semitism.
Let me comment on that. I got a call today that the House had just voted to expand the meaning of anti-Semitism from criticism of Jews for being Jews to any criticism of Israel. Well, how absurd is that? Criticism of Israel is not anti-Semitism. But now under the law, they're going to make that to be the case. How bad is that? These guys are criminals. They're committing war crimes. They're committing slaughter. They're committing genocide. They deserve all the criticism in the world. I'm very disappointed to hear that those hoes of Chavez Go ahead.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, another thing, you were bringing up the migration. Okay, his guest host was talking about the Indians. And that's another thing when people call in, like, they think that nobody in America has heard of the Indians, you know? Like, everybody's ignorant that there used to be Indians here, you know? Like, they think they're a genius or something. But, yeah, this talking point that we stole the land from the Indians, what it is it's an intentional demoralization talking point, and they're using that to keep the borders open to suppress white people from speaking out against the crimes of Israel or even Jews here in America who dominate the media and Federal Reserve. And they always come back with, you and the Indians. What about the Indians? And in Europe, they're flooding them with migrants to the British, saying, well, you had your colonies. You were colonists. And then in Ireland, well, you guys immigrated. You went every other places. Why can't people go there? And then in Germany, it's you're the Nazis. Or Sweden, hey, you're wealthy. You got money. Take the migrants. So it's a psychological warfare tactic. That's why I always call in. It makes a big difference if you raise kids to say you're a pioneer versus stole it from the Indians.
Yes.
This is that. You know, it's actually getting kids killed. There's 15 black kids beat a white kid to death in Las Vegas. And I guarantee their teachers were raising them saying, oh, the white people stole all this from the Indians. And, you know, it's just, you know, and
it's the old two wrongs don't make a right, Dan. I mean, you know. I agree, slaughtering the American Indians was grossly unfair. It was wrong. We made treaties. We violated them right and left. But how does that apply to today with a massive border influx? It's completely wrong. It's destroying America. And if the earlier act was wrong, okay. But the modern act is equally wrong, or in my opinion, maybe even worse because of the devastation it's bringing about to modern America. But without judging, which is, go ahead.
No, I knew a girl. I was talking to a girl from Brazil in Salt Lake City, and she was working at a care home for all these old white people. And she said, "I don't like colonists. You're a colonizer, like that movie Black Panther. They're propagating, even though South America has the same history as we do with the Indians and whatever." All these people from Brazil and Guatemala and Argentina, they're all coming up here saying, well, you're white. I deserve to be here more than you do because I look more Indian. So it's a big deal.
Well, in my opinion, there's no defense for Israel that carries any weight whatsoever today. They have revealed themselves to be vicious, sadistic killers. And when Elon Musk says, you know, that those who are killing civilians deserve to be killed, he's talking about the Israelis, if you sort it out when you want the facts.
We'll give one more point, but Dan,
we're hitting the break. You can add it when we come back. Stand by.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products.
First are right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next are beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames, eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Well, Dan in Washington, go ahead, add a few more thoughts of your own, Dan.
Well, you know, the Native Americans, if you compare Palestine and Damascus, Syria, these areas were more, they were about 4,000 years more advanced than the Native Americans were. 1,000 years ago. I mean, like, literally, the Native Americans, you know, the difference between a pioneer and someone who steals land, a pioneer builds the land, right? So when Europeans came here, there was no New York City. They didn't go in and bomb New York City and take it from Indians who had built it before. The pioneers built every city, every road, everything in this entire country. So there's a difference between a pioneer and someone who steals. It's not like Israel where they're going in to an area like New Jersey, house by house, and stealing it. The Indians had no private property. They had no farms. They were basically cavemen wandering around here naked. I mean, I don't know what else to say. White people didn't come steal a city of tents from the Indians, you know? There's like, well, you know what I mean?
So I think the film Little Big Man actually captured a lot of the Native Americans' attitude toward Earth. I mean, they held it as sacred, and the white man did not. And God knows we slaughtered a lot of Indians. Dan, look, I appreciate very much your call. Do you have a final thought?
Well, I mean, ancient Paleo-Europeans worshipped nature, too, when they were running around hunting the woolly mammoth. It was basically the same. So a lot of that pro-environmental stuff is just white liberals imposing that on the Indians, because they had that commercial in the 70s of the Indian crying that said, don't litter. You know, so everyone...
With a single tear in the eye. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you remember that. So it's like, sure. And you know, the Trail of Tears you always hear about, you don't hear about the massacre. I think it was Mississippi or Alabama, the Indians that killed like 500 women and children. And the Trail of Tears, about 10% of them were slaves. Those guys had African slaves on that Trail of Tears. So it's not all as bad as it sounds, you know what I mean? Anyway,
Dan, thanks a lot. Lots going on there, Dan. Thanks for the call. Jonathan in Ireland. Jonathan, join the conversation.
Hi, Jim. Can you hear me?
Yes.
There's a little bit of a delay on the phone, so please forgive me if there's a lag. I'm calling about propaganda and how to identify it. I really appreciate what you've done regarding false flags, such as Uvalde, Sandy Hook, 9/11. It's kind of trained me how to identify propaganda and false flags in the media. So I'd like to talk about something that happened in Dublin a week ago.
Sure.
Well, basically what happened was there was an alleged terrorist attack where three children and two adults were stabbed by an alleged Algerian immigrant.
Yes.
You heard about that?
Yes, yes.
Well, basically what happened was, after that there was a riot that ensued, and the following day the government introduced or reintroduced the discussion about a new hate speech law that will imprison people for expressing an opinion.
Oh, no, and God, that's so awful.
Yeah, yeah, it's shocking, but it's on the cards. And they've been talking about it for 6 months now, but it seems like there's a real push to put this thing through. So the law, if it's enacted, will enable our police to come to our front door, enter our homes, and take our devices and require us to give passwords, etc., and reveal to them our communications via our digital devices. And if they're not to the government's liking, I believe, those people can be jailed. I find that shocking.
Yeah, I do too, but I bet you 100% you're nailing it exactly. That's the agenda. Outrageous. I mean, what happened to freedom of speech, freedom of the press? My God. If you can't express your opinion, what the hell does it mean to be free? You are no longer free.
Exactly, Jim. It also shows kind of an Achilles heel to the totalitarian system that seems to be emerging here in Ireland. And that is
Jonathan, hold that thought. I'll bring you back right after this break. Stand by.
Okay.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Well, Jonathan in Ireland, go ahead, continue your thoughts.
Okay, I was just saying that this is kind of like a formula that each state seems to be rolling out. And the formula is propaganda, false flags, mass immigration, terror, fear, and then enacting really draconian legislation.
And yes.
I think it betrays the rush and the haste with which the government seems to be implementing this stuff, kind of betrays their fear, abject fear about being caught in what they're doing. And I think they are being caught. So,
well, Jonathan, yeah, I think Israel's mass slaughter of Gaza right in front of God and everybody is just causing a lot of people to open their eyes to the reality of Israel today, and that the Jewish claims of, you know, doing no wrong, being innocent, being victims were a myth, that was something we were sold, and they're showing their true character today, which is sadistic and vicious and unrelenting and brutal beyond words. I think that it's the Jews who are in powerful positions who want to try to suffocate, to stifle the criticism that otherwise would be pulling forth like a gusher. So I think this is orchestrated from the top.
Absolutely, sir. I believe it is. And I also believe that a lot of Jews, many Jews, don't agree with what's happening in Gaza at the moment. A lot of Jews have been programmed from birth to see themselves as victims of the Holocaust. They believe it wholeheartedly. So it's really the people at the very top who aren't practicing Jews at all. They're Torah, Talmudic. They're not Torah, they're Talmudic Jews. So they believe that we're goys. We're goyim, beasts, to be harvested at will. But like I said about the attack in Dublin, a journalist here, an ex-journalist called John Waters, had a Substack, and he revealed that there's a number of anomalies with these alleged terror attacks that kind of resounded with me when I remembered how you pointed out the anomalies with Uvalde, with Sandy Hook. They kind of rhyme. So I think they're pulling the same thing here.
Yes. Yes, well, they have an agenda. Do you know my law enforcement false flag scripted event checklist that I did with Brian Davidson? I think you would like that.
Yes, of course. Brian's brilliant.
Yeah, isn't he wonderful? Well, we put together a checklist of things to look for to spot a phony scripted event. And if you do a search, I think if you just put that title in, you ought to be able to download it. And there were two versions. You want the second dated 22 November. You'll find it, I think. Do a search. Law enforcement.
Sir, where can I do that search?
Just do it right now on your internet. Just put it in your browser. Just write law enforcement false flag / I got a spacer, space, scripted or stage, false flag / staged event checklist. See if you can pull it up. Just do it right now if you can. Can you do that while we talk?
Sure. Okay, hold on a second.
Try it, Jonathan.
I'm going to put it on my computer.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I'm just looking at something. Money, payoffs. The people, these crisis actors, they get paid really well. And the alleged people involved with this thing, they're getting very wealthy on GoFundMe right now. Very wealthy.
Well, I told you that I reported that I learned when I was in contact with two of the participants in the Sandy Hook hoax that Eric Holder had come down and offered Newtown $114 million to participate in the sham, and that families that didn't want to be involved left the community. This was in 2006. So they had lots of time to set it up. They had auditions for roles. They had the script. They had the FEMA manual, which we uncovered. You got fringe benefits. You don't pay taxes. You get free college tuition. I mean, it's outrageous. Are you able to pull it up, Jonathan?
Tell me the search terms again, will you?
Yeah. Law enforcement, false flag, space / space, staged event checklist.
Wikipedia, false flag. I'm going to ignore that.
Yeah. Well, you might have to put it all in quotes. If you put it in quotes, then it looks for that whole phrase. And if you don't, otherwise, it can go word by word and get you diverted. So try putting it in quotes.
I'll do this after I conclude this call. But I appreciate it. I'm going to use that information to try and look into this further.
Yeah, if you look, I'll put a link in the stories for today. I'll put a link in there. It might even actually all be in there already. But every now and then I put it in. I'll add it in today, okay? Right at the end,
all right,
I'll put
buddy,
in a link.
Listen, thank you so much for all you do. You're doing some great work, and there's a lot of people over here in Ireland that listen to you.
Wonderful, Jonathan. I'm very glad to hear that. Thank you for a terrific call. Thank you so much. Paul in Michigan, join the conversation, Paul.
Yeah, Professor, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm going to change the subject a little bit. I was reading one of my Minnesota church newspapers recently, and they reported that in the Obama administration, his Secretary of Transportation named Raymond something was the one that originally came up with the miles driven tax versus the federal and state gas tax to raise revenues. And Obama looked at this proposal, and here's why it didn't fly. Number one, human nature, people are going to stay home because the more miles they drive, the more they're going to get taxed. So they're not going to do a lot of driving. But that is not the original reason why they put through this proposal. Here's the reason why they put through the proposal. These green energy environmentalists said, well, if people stay home and don't drive a lot of miles, that'll reduce all these gas emissions from these fossil fuels and pollution, and that'll make us very happy. So that was the main reason why they wanted to put through this. But Obama says, no way, Jose, because if we put this proposal through, we're going to lose way too many votes. But he did not make the green energy environmentalists very happy with that decision. So
interesting.
What do you think about that?
I think that's very interesting. Look, the 15-minute cities, the 15-minute cities, the electric cars, those are all forms of imprisonment. They're intended to limit our mobility and thereby our freedom to move ourselves around. 15-minute cities, those are open-air prisons. Why would anyone endorse that? It's just insane.
Right. And this proposal was put through before the electric vehicles were even popular, you know, way back in Obama's administration. Today they're more popular, but back then they weren't that popular, very many out there at the time. So,
yes.
This miles driven tax is all driven by the GPS that's inside your car or your vehicle. That's how they can tell how many miles you drive every day. And it's still an unpopular proposal even now today, but with the EVs going to be the main form of transportation and gas vehicles going to be out the door in the 2030s, this is something that could be very bad for the American people and put a big strain on our utilities.
Yes. So, good points. Very, very good points, Paul. Much appreciated. Do you have a final thought for today?
Those are my final thoughts. And I love your show. Love your show.
Excellent. Thanks, Paul. You call again.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Chance in West Virginia, join the conversation, Chance. Chance, are you there? If not, Tom in Florida, you got a chance here, Tom. Go for it.
Good day, Jim. What I got to say is that guy Jonathan from Ireland, I hope you keep calling in. Great call. He's a great call.
Yes.
Like Sebastian from Sweden and Mike from Brazil. All these great guys from the international callers are awesome. I hope Miles and Marco calls in one of these days, and all the other great callers, you know, and Jim. But I got to say this. I want to go back to now what Jonathan was saying. You know, what happened in Ireland, he did not finish the story. You got this guy, Conor McGregor, that's calling out the prime minister and everything of Ireland and how crackpots they are. I hope this Conor McGregor actually runs for president of Ireland, because he's saying, hey, they're coming here trying to take our redheaded women. They want to take the women in Ireland, all these scourge that are coming in there. And, you know, they want to keep it basically kind of pure. Ireland's kind of like still like a kind of a pure country, but they want to pollute the hell right out of it. And also, Jonathan needs to know this. It wasn't only Conor McGregor that was calling out their government. Look at Tyson Fury, the heavyweight champion of the world. He was calling out the English government for bringing all those Muslims into England. And he's the heavyweight champion of the world, and he is a gypsy. But he's even saying, this is insanity, what you're doing to England, what Conor McGregor is saying, what you're doing to Ireland. These are white men who want to preserve their cultural heritage.
Yeah,
here's the Jews are trying to do. The Jews
Tom,
are doing that.
Here's a tweet from Conor McGregor. Our current government leader recently told communities across Ireland that he's actually not asking them for permission to plant multiple busloads of people in the dead of night inside their community. He is instead telling them. Well, now it seemed from below set communities are not going to ask him if they may stop him. How do we feel? I feel transparency is the answer. Full information should be attained and divulged against apart from the communities of Ireland for this new peculiar procedure that has begun over the course of this year, 2023. Without it, fear, panic, unrest. Can't we come to our senses here? I'm all with Conor McGregor. This is outrageous. And Tom, I mean, it's just like, you know, the Biden admin busing people all over the country here. I mean, it's outrageous.
No, he should be held for trial. He should be tried and probably he should be prosecuted for treason. He should be prosecuted for treason when he's done. No, of course, you got Tyson Fury, a heavyweight champion of the world, saying the same thing with England. What's going on in England? What's going on in Ireland? What they're doing in the United States? This is all to take down wild Northern European culture. Dan was absolutely right when he was talking about the Indians. Hey, listen, I want to make something very clear to everybody in RBN. This is not a nation of immigrants. This is not a nation of immigrants. We are a nation of immigrants, but we're also a nation of laws. No, we are a nation of citizenry. We are a nation of the citizenry of this country, not immigrants. The citizenry that becomes a citizenry of this country, they make the laws. They should be making the rules. Not a bunch of freak shows like Bumbling, Stumbling, Tumbling Fool, Biden, and the kosher conspiracy. We are the majority. Yeah. We should be dictating. We are the citizenry. We are not immigrants. We are the citizenry of the country.
Tom,
we may have
Tom, I like that. Tom,
a citizen. You're a citizen.
Tom, I like that. Okay? I like that. I like that very much. Do you have a final thought for today? Because I got three or four lined up here. I just want to get you in. Go ahead. Give us a final thought.
I want to say, look at a 94-year-old man in New York, Jim. A 94-year-old man, American guy, went to war for this country, and they kicked him out to put out of a shelter to put homeless illegal aliens in there. But to put illegal aliens in a shelter a white American man was in. And they're giving these illegal better treatment in white America.
Yeah,
and
Tom, it's disgusting.
Over this.
It's disgusting.
I'll put up $3,000 for glad an RBN Commerce to go to Washington and march against this nonsense. It wasn't about January.
Tom, I'm 100% on your side. They're giving them all these inducements to flood America, $2,200 a month, food, shelter, green cards. It's disgusting. I gave the report yesterday and repeated today. It's costing the American taxpayer $450 billion a year to finance this absurdity, and it's killing the country. So, Tom, I couldn't be more in agreement with you. I could not be more in agreement.
Jim, I'm on Ozempic right now because I only take Ozempic. I don't have real bad diabetes, but I got to keep monitoring it. They want $980 for my Ozempic, but they'll give the illegal aliens this shit for free.
Yeah,
they get
it
for free, but I can't barely. I got to pay $980 for medicine. I have insurance, but I'm in a donut hole right now, so I got to wait a month to get it.
We're being screwed by our government big time. Anyone
who
thinks
that's what we're doing here.
Yep. Tom, I agree. Great call, Tom. As always, I thank you very much. Thank you, Tom. Layla in Canada, I'm so glad you're here. Layla, give us your thoughts today. Layla, we cannot hear you. Are you speaking? We can't hear you, Layla. Okay, Neil in Massachusetts. Neil, join the conversation. Neil.
Foremost. Hi, Jim. First and foremost, Layla, call back. I love you. My dad's off the boat Irish. I live in Boston, Mass. And my point simply is the thing that happened in Ireland may be like the kind of spark, like the don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes kind of moment in the world.
Yeah.
Irish people,
well, we,
listen to me. You know, basically, Irish people are we're fighters. Conor McGregor's a fighter. I'm a fighter. Not in his. He's a YouTube him fighting. He's a He's a bad emmer effer. Enough is enough. When they what's going on in Ireland? Ireland is a small country. It's an island. It is roughly 7 million people, and when they shove 150 quote unquote migrants into a village that has 100 people in it and a small hotel that houses like 25 rooms or whatever, that's what's going on. And it's like the economy was destroyed anyways, and now they're pulling this stuff off. But the Irish guy who called earlier, forgive me, I forgot your name, but
Jonathan.
All right, it's going on all around the world. It's not just Ireland. It's not just. It's everywhere.
Yes.
It's everywhere. It's wash, rinse, repeat, and we all as humanity, we all have to like stand up and just say no to this and just. Yeah. We have to end this. I agree.
I think it's like the Israelis. They're only going to respond to force. Israel is going to keep killing, slaughtering the Palestinians unless someone calls them to account. It's outrageous.
Oh, Jim, my last thought. Thank you. My last thought, Jim. Thank you for saying that. I am next door to Newton and Chestnut Hill, Weston, literally next door. It's basically Jewville, and we don't see Jewville taking in the refugees. It's
right.
It's us. It's the Europeans, and it's even the blacks and the Chinese. They go to Chinatown. They're all on fentanyl. It's crazy. But the one place you don't see the problem is in the Jewish communities. Okay. All right. I love you.
Good.
All right.
Great.
I'm out.
Great. Great points, Neil. I really appreciate. We have another call from Massachusetts. Vinny, join the conversation. Vinny, are you there? If Vinny is not there, Ken in Texas, Ken, join the conversation.
Hey, Dr. J. I think the one thing we have to be really careful of right now is that they're doing everything they can to stoke the flames to get people fighting. And every time you get a fight going on, then you get a war, that's when they gain the most power, make their most money, and all of that. So we have to be able to look beyond the narrative and make sure that we're not getting fooled again. And then to comment on the anti-Semitism thing, it's quite interesting because you have a group of people that have infiltrated the churches and then created 501c3 churches and then spent decades telling the 501c3 churches that they're not Christian, they're Judeo-Christian, and that their Messiah was a Jew. So they're shooting themselves in the foot because then they won't be able to speak badly or poorly or anyway against Jesus Christ, because by their own admission, he was a Jew, which I'm not saying that he was. I'm just saying that's what they say.
Well, I think he was a Jew, but he transcended it. I mean, he became the leader of a whole new religion.
And
with the views of Jesus Christ were antithetical to those of the Jewish supremacists. He was preaching a gospel of love and forgiveness and compassion, whereas they are.
No, you're missing the point, Dr. J. The point is that you won't be able to speak ill of Christ. That's the point. And that's what they do. So they're shooting themselves in the foot with their own anti-Semitism bill. But as far as Christ goes, let me just say this real quickly, because it really needs to be said. You had two dispersions, right? One in 787 BC was the Assyrian dispersion of the Hebrews, and then you had one in 587-586 BC, which was the Babylonian dispersion. All right, they never came back from the Assyrian dispersion. They went all over the world, but the Hebrews from the house of Judah, the southern kingdom, they came back from Babylon and reestablished Judah. But while they were gone, the Edomites from southeastern Israel took over Judah, the Judean area, and then they were incorporated. I have to paint with a broad brush and very quickly here. They were incorporated into Judah, but they weren't Judahites. They were Idumeans, meaning that they were from the land, the area of the southern kingdom, but they were not of the house of Judah. So you had the divided kingdom, the house of Israel in the north and the house of Judah in the south. So they were never Israelites. They are Jews. That is a correct statement. But a Jew is not an Israelite. And that's
a great point, Ken. I like that. I think that's a great point. Listen, I got three others. I'm not going to be able to get in, but I think you made an excellent point, Ken.
Let me just say this. So, I'll call again tomorrow, but that means that Christ wasn't a Jew. He was a Judahite. All right, thanks, Dr. Jerry.
Very good. Chance, go ahead. Give us your thoughts, Chance, while you got a chance.
Hello, Jimbo. Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's great to hear new and different callers for a change. The reason I called in is your first caller, I believe, mentioned Renee. Now, Ralph Renee, R-E-N-E, he was a friend of mine from my home state of New Jersey. He was a brilliant physicist.
Yeah.
He passed away in 2008. The name of the book, Jim, is that he wrote is NASA Mooned America.
How We Never Went to the Moon and Why, paperback, July 15, 2017. I was going to add it. You beat me to the punch, Chance. Good.
NASA Moon. As a matter of fact, you know, Jim, Ralph Renee gave a copy to Jim Collier, you know, the Collier brothers. And Jim Collier made a video documentary called, based on Ralph Renee's book, Was It Only a Paper Moon?
Yes. There's a lot of good stuff about faking the moon landing, Chance. Very good.
Like I said, I knew him pretty well. He lived in Passaic, New Jersey. Passaic is the same town. I don't know if you remember Jack Tatum of the Oakland Raiders in the 70s.
Yes.
The assassin? Yeah, he lived in the same town as Jack Tatum, Passaic. Well, that's what I wanted to tell you. It's NASA Mooned America.
Excellent. Yeah. Wonderful, Chance. John Ranch at Cucamonga, squeeze in a word here. We're about to hit it, and then you can call back tomorrow. John.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, Renee, I'm so sorry. We're all done with this show. I have added the false flag stage event checklist to the list from stories for today. Spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about. We do not know how much time we have left. Thanks for being here on RBN.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.